So we're learning Daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Megillah, and we're up to the Mishnah Hamafrish Moyos. Talk to Mishnah Hamafrish Moyos L'Nezirasai. Someone sets aside money for his Naziris. You know, carbon Naziris, there's a few different carbonos. It's there's a Chatos, a Oila, and a Shlomim, and he puts aside money. And this is money to buy a Chatos. Let's say a behemoth is $200. He puts aside $600 for a Chatos, for Oila, and Shlomim. So Hamafrish Moyos L'Nezirasai. He didn't say which one's which. He just put the whole money down. These are for my karbanos, he said. There's no hana, but there's no me'ila. Why not? We know chatas has me'ila after when it's before you bring chatas ma'ishi. Yes, asham. Yes, shlomim. No, that's the halacha. Why not shlomim? No, totally make his rika shlomim. No, it's not kol kachem because shlomim is kachem kalim. So here he set aside stama money. So really, it should have me'ila because he has here chatas and asham, right? So Zokta Mishnah, you know why? Because you're ruling love a kulon shlomim. Tais explains because you could bring one big shlomim worth $600, and therefore there's no me'ila on this. What do I understand? So there's no me'ila. There's no me'ila on it. If it's shlomim is no me'ila on, because maybe bring the whole thing of shlomim. It's kachem kalim, right? We explain this. Chadas and Asham have me'ila, not this. Yeah. Mace, let's say the person dies, he has this money that was stumim, he didn't specify which carbon, yiplu nadava. It could all fall to nadava, you can bring oilus, whatever you want with it. But mace, meforashim, let's say he said 200 for chatas, 200 for asham, and 200 for shlomim, then you have a problem. I keep saying asham, it's really oila. It's 200 for oila, 200 for chatas, and 200 for shlomim. So then, what do you do with the money? Mace, meforashim, dmei chatas, yelcha amelach. That's, you know, that's one of the chatas of meisos. It's a chatas of meisu baleha. And loynenim loymoylim. There's no hana, but there's no me'ili either, because it's meisos. The mei oila yaviu oila. From the mei oila, you bring oila. Omoylim them. That you have me'ila on. It's a regular kachim kachim. The mei shlamim yaviu shlamim. You bring a shlamim and a cholim. You have echad. Eat it for one day. Ve'ein tuunim lechem. But does not. You bring a shlamim. You only eat it one day. Even though usually you eat a shlamim 2 days, this you only eat one day because it's like a nazir. Even though every shlamim of a nazir brings along with it breads, here you now have to bring lechem along with it. Klar mishnah ma'aseh? Good. Zog the Gemara. Mask of Lara Shlakish. Belisti nami hamafresh moyes lekinim loynenim loymoylim. Why don't we say a case that you set aside money for mechusik apurim, which brings two birds, so one for chatas, one for oila, and you mafresh moyes for that, also loynenim loymoylim. Why? There it's both kachim kachim. So why loy mayalim? So Gemara says because b'neishir ruim lahavi tayrim shleigir zmanam ubnei yoyin shav zmanam. He's saying since right now I could buy tayrim that did not reach the age of a carbon, and I could use that money to buy that type of bird, and then in 2 months when it gets to the right age, it'll be roy for a carbon. So right now it will not be meila. So if the money is doesn't not specify what it's for, so then the money should be no meila. Why it should be no meila? Because I could buy Tayrim that are Loyagir Zmanim. I could bring Tayrim, when it says B'nei Yoinish of Zmanim, Taisa speaks out that's just Kedinasva. I mean, that doesn't make sense because there, it's never going to become Royal Carbon. But Tayrim Loyagir Zmanim you could buy with this money. So maybe that should be a case that's no Me'ila either. Just like our Mishnah says, when you put money for Naziris, why is no Me'ila, even though it's a Fachatas and Fa'ila, why is it no Me'ila? Because I could buy a Shlomim, right? With all the money. So every time I'm Afrish Moyes Stam Lakinim for birds, I could buy something that's underage and wait till it gets the right age. Amarava, Amra Torah, B'mayis Stumim Havei Shlomim. The Torah says, with the Mayis Stumim, you have to buy a Shlomim. But Amra Torah, Havei Torim Shri Yigaz Manam, Ha'inirum is back. The Torah never said you have to buy Torim Shri Yigaz Manam. You could bring it, but it never says you have to bring it. So therefore, if the money is Stam, I can assume you're buying a Shlomim because you have to buy a Shlomim. Therefore, I say it's no Me'ila. But by Torim, that the underage, doesn't say you should buy that. So therefore, the Stam is that you're buying a Torim that is the right age. And therefore, will be Me'ila. Don't tell me because you could buy underage. It's not a mitzvah to buy underage. Therefore, it'll be a Me'ila B'Stama. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. New Mishnah. Rav Shimon Omer, Hadam, blood of a kachim is kal betchila. It starts off kuladik, which means there's no meila v'chomer v'seifer. And at the end there is meila. We'll see it's only with the rabbanon digim meila. Nesachim, which is things you pour on the wine you pour on the mizbeach. That's chayim betchila. Some it's chayim at the beginning, v'kal v'seifer. And it's more kuladik at the end. There's no meila at the end. The Mishnah explains. Dam b'tchilasa ein mayalin. Dam, after you make zrika, there is no me'ila. Yotzel nachal kidron, once it goes into the ama, there was a little stream in the Beis Hamikdash, and it went out down to the valley. Then mayalin boy, there is me'ila. Midrabban is me'ila. So you see, dam starts off kuladik. Once by zrika, there's no me'ila. After zrika, there's no me'ila. And then it turns into me'ila by nachal kidron. Nesachem, the opposite. Nesachem b'tchilasa mayalin b'hem. When you bring a tam mizbeach, there's me'ila. That's set aside for Nesachim. Yardul Shisim, it goes into the pipes in the Mizbeach, ain't Mayal above, there's no Me'ilah. So we're saying Dam starts off Kal Betchila, and Nesachim starts off Chavim Betchila. So what comes out of our Mishnah? That Lekuli Alamayda, that there's no Me'ilah Deraisa. Only after Nachal Kidroin, there's Me'ilah. That's what our Mishnah says. And our Mishnah is going like Rav Shimon. Tanu Rabbanan Mayalim Bedamim, Divrei Ramei Rav Shimon. Which is the man, the young man, our Mishnah says that there's a Rabban digging Me'ilah and Nachal Kidron. Even Nachal Kidron is no Me'ilah. And the way Tosfos's Gairus is, he's not Gairus my time with the man, the young man, his Gairus, Ad Kan Loi Pligi, only with the Rabbanah. But Madarai says, Vashon no Me'ilah on Dam. So how do we know? My time ain't Me'ilah. Why is there no Me'ilah on Dam? Why? Everyone agrees to that. Why is no Me'ilah on Dam? We have three pshatim over here. The pasuk says about dam, I gave it lechem, it's yours. The bear v'shmal toner, lechaper, I gave it to lechaper. Lekapara hu nesativ, lekapara nesativ, lo me'ilah. I gave it to for kapara, not for me'ilah. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Amakra ki adam hu benefesh lechaper. It says who? Who is mashma? Stays the same the whole time. Lefnei kapara kalach kapara. And ma la'ach kapara. Just like ach kapara ain't by me'ilah, is no me'ilah. Af lefnei kapara ain't by me'ilah. Same thing before kapara, there's no me'ilah. It's constant straight through. So you have three pshat tomorrow, there's no me'ilah. When you have dam in your zrika container, there's no me'ilah. Either because it says lechem, or lechapara, or because who? Ma ach kapara is no me'ilah. Stam lefnei kapara also no me'ilah. Break the Gemara, may say the opposite. Just like a fnei kapara, there is mila. Af lach kapara, yesh by mila. So that's the Gemara. Why make a drush that way? So Gemara, you can't say that. Because after Yuzrika, it's impossible. After kapara, it's impossible to have mila. So you can't say, just like before kapara, there's mila. After kapara, there's mila. Because that's impossible to say. Is there something that the mitzvah has done and there is mila? So it has to mean over here, it has to be that we're saying mala acha kapara ain't by meila. Same thing before kapara is no meila. That's the Gemara saying. Break the Gemara kasha. Amai loy. Why not? Hare chumas hadesha and shenasim mitzvosoi. Why can't you say something is nasim mitzvah and it has meila? Hare chumas desha nasim mitzvosoi yesh meila. Chumas desha was nasim mitzvosoi v'yesh meila. Zok the Gemara. Even though Tumas Deshen after his mitzvah says v'somay yitzum esbeach that is mila, but that's because there's a pasuk for that, and sarah mishtaleach also means that after sarah mishtaleach is thrown down and it breaks up apart, the mitzvah is done. There's still issa meila. According to this mandiyama, he learns from a pasuk gzera, so therefore it's two ksuvim abam keachad, and you don't learn out from there. And you don't learn from there. And therefore, anything nasa mitzvah says, it's impossible that you have me'ilah. Therefore, we're saying by dam also, that can't be. If ach kapara is no me'ilah, fake kapara is also no me'ilah.